And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's TTELT podcast, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Joining us today is Gulnora Niyazova, a senior teacher of English at the Alisher Navai University in Uzbekistan. Her topic will be the benefits of international conferences and programs for teachers. Hello, Gulnora. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Melanie. It was nice and a great pleasure for me to participate and give some kind of contribution in your program. I like it very much.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Why do you think that participation in international conferences is important for teachers?
Being a teacher, I say that there is a proverb in our culture that from grable to grave, a person should dig and find knowledge. And education conferences, especially international conferences, are very important as they are professional development opportunities because they help educators to be more powerful and enrich their skills. Attending such conferences empowers me. I say I will learn about new approaches and latest innovations in teaching and learn something, get something useful in education. And when I have a chance to attend such kind of professional conferences, I say that I get the chance of getting connected or being connected to other professionals and have chance to learn from them because they are not in my university. They are outside in the world. And this gives us our idea how to give the real knowledge to English, or how can I say, learners. For example, when I'm in my university, I will have my own approach. And when I go outside, so attend such kind of conferences, these conferences provide me with innovative strategies. And I have come back to my hometown with new ideas of learning and get some discussions. I will be involved. And when I return home, I feel myself filled with energy and ready to make some changes in the classroom and inquire, if we say, some new steps of teaching. These international conferences are a great way to be skilled or to be very powerful in teaching. This is a great opportunity. And of course, it is experience. When we attend, when a teacher attends such conferences, they will see good experts in this field. And attending their offered sessions or breakout sessions, talking with them, gives you some ideas, not only ideas, but tools. You will always have something. I always try to find best experts whom I learn according to the agenda and try to be closer to them to learn. And they will always motivate you. And they are like altars, I will say. Altars which will show you the way to teaching.
Can you give me some examples of some things you've learned at conferences that you have taken back and incorporated into your teaching practices?
Yes, of course. Always I get something new. For example, when I attended a CATIC conference in my CATIC is the Central Asian Teachers of English Conferences. I learned from a British expert how to use warm-up activities. How in that period, this was a period of 2000 years, this was starting of how to use chalk in the classroom effectively, not only write the topic or grammar rules, so using chalkboards. And we learned how to use warm-up activities in the classroom and the effectiveness in the classroom. While I attended the classes of this expert, I thought, though, I have to make change. This was my first step to decide to attend all these conferences, all them. And the last conference which I attended was thanks to your organization, TESOL conference. And I can say that from there, I learned how we can use different activities in one classroom. For example, using, I know how to use Kahoot. I know how to use other tools, but I didn't know how to, we can connect picture graphs in the classroom. And attending the classroom, I gave me opportunity to use this. Now I'm working on making or encouraging students how to make films and using pictures in this. And they are very interested. They not only learn, but also obtain some skills in learning.
Okay, so what are your three top tips for teachers for how they can get the best out of a conference that they attend?
So the best three tips will be, the first one is they will learn how to get out of the box. This means when they attend to conferences, they will learn how to share experience, how to give or explain how they act out or deal with difficulties. And get at the same time some ideas or opinions if they are puzzled. And they will learn how to listen to others sharing experiences or sharing to their, and how to lead the classroom. And the second one is they will present their research. This is a great opportunity because here at university, when I talk about my research topic, many of the teachers can, they appreciate, they say, wow, good topic you choose, but I cannot get useful or necessary advice if I'm taking the right role or the right position or no. And when I present my research, I will, again, share my ideas and get useful something. And I also will learn about latest research and teaching methods. This is very important because teaching process is always keeping on going or making some changes. For example, we used to teach only teacher based, and we always gave instructions. And now teachers have become facilitator. But what should we do to keep on? And what should we do to do in a teaching or student-centered approach? What is it? So some ideas. When we learn from the book, this is one thing. We get the theory. And when we see the experts talking about this and making practices and live sessions, this is another thing. We will always find the answers to our questions. And another thing, and the main thing is, we will have network with other teachers. And this is, I think, very important. And one result of attending our last conference, so TESOL conference, is that we are going to conduct a series of webinars for teachers. And this is also the result, I can say. So in the previous my participation, I tried to get connected, how to learn. I tried to learn deeper about TESOL methodology. And now I can say I know, I obtained many things and many nuances, and I can start. This gives me a push up. And attending these conferences will make teachers powerful, be rich in methodology.
Okay, thank you very much, Gulnora. I'd like to thank you on behalf of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Thank you for joining us today and offering your tips on professional development and attending conferences. Thank you so much.
Thank you ever so much for inviting me to your program, and I wish you success.
Very much.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.